Collection of Erotic Stories, Volume 1. Edited by Catherine Cooper. Master, Come For Me Again, by Kitty Bonetti. My writing tasks are complete. Exhausted, I sit alone by the guttering candle and strain to hear his hard, familiar footsteps on the paving below. I press a hand on the wine-coloured velvet bodice at my breast. It stills my constant heart, which thunders at the thought of Sir Hunter Tremayne. So would yours, dear reader, had you been lucky enough to feel the kiss of his whip on your naked, quivering skin. Please God, let him ride his steed quickly to be at my side. I cannot resist agitating the curtain and peering down to the dark, sodden earth below, willing him to arrive. My ears strain for sound of approaching hooves. All they hear is raindrops, spattering at the casement like pebbles. The clock ticks the minutes by interminably. It is bitter cold without him. My quill pen agitates in its holder from the gale, forcing its way in through the casement window. Sir Hunter will be with me soon. Very soon. To pass the time and keep me from pacing the room again, I take up the two documents on the desk and read the words on which I have been engaged. The first is my last will and testament, completed an hour ago and signed by the cook, the housekeeper, and the butler, now dismissed and in their beds, my three faithful witnesses. I, Elizabeth Langdale of Hampshire, England, being of sound and disposing mind, and not being actuated by any duress, menace,